I'm going to look back just a little bit to the Indianapolis game because you had some interesting stuff after that game. Your team obviously wins, but you mentioned you were disappointed in the effort there in the fourth quarter, 21 straight points by the Colts. What disappointed you the most, and how does something like that happen where you're great for three quarters and then you watch an offense put up big numbers there in the fourth?
You know, I'm not sure how it happens. You know, maybe we get, you know, too relaxed or, you know, get comfortable with our lead. But, you know, we have to fix that, and that's our goal this week.
Well, you got another team in Washington this week, and really it's been a few of these teams now in the past. You know, teams that maybe aren't playing well, their record doesn't show it. I know last week you spent a lot of time before the game talking about this Indy team and how they do have some weapons. The reality is some of these teams aren't playing good football again. You approach this as, okay, another, you know, go out there, work, try to get better, maybe against an opponent that isn't great.
You know, we're going in with the mindset, you know, that this is a great offense, a great team, you know, they have a great defense. We're going in with that mindset. We're going, you know, we don't want to, you know, change the way we play based on who we play. So we're going in with the mindset to go in there and, you know, handle business and come out with a victory.
What was the week like this week around there? Because you do win, but obviously the fourth quarter was not what you wanted to. We heard on a sound effects you had Belichick and Brady mic'd up this week, Gerard, and those guys were a little fired up by what happened there in the fourth quarter. What was the week of practice like, and how much did Coach Belichick talk about, you know, playing a full 60 minutes and focusing through the end of a football game?
You know, that was our focus for this week. You know, it was a rough work week, and you know, hopefully it pays off for us this upcoming Sunday.
We got any
attitude around here is putting together a full game, and that's what we're to do.
Got any surprises this week? I mean, is Ocho Cinco playing safety? Is he going to be next to you at linebacker?
I'm playing receiver.
You are.
Oh, wait a second. You get one career interception. You get your first. You make a great play, and now you're playing receiver.
Did you see those hands?
Yeah. Yes, we did. You go walk up to Belichick and all and say, hey, you know, I could be that blocking fullback. You know, I want a touchdown. Everybody else is switching sides.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that switching sides thing, man. I like giving out the hits, not taking them. So.
Is it weird that you're into your career here a little bit, and that was your first pick? Are interceptions kind of, I don't want to say lucky, but did it surprise you that it took you that long to get your first pick, Gerard?
It is a little surprising. You know, at the same time, you know, when opportunities present themselves, you have to take advantage of them. And, you know, that just happened to, you know, come in my hands. So it was a good play for me.
I know the mantra down there is do your job. But when you're that guy and that leader of the defense, you get that green dot and you look over and you see Nico Kudavitis and you get guys like Jones and you know, Slater back there. Does your role change? Are you more vocal? Do you have to kind of help these guys out more?
I think you have to be more vocal, you know, anytime you have new faces out there. But at the same time, those guys do an excellent job as far as meetings and being, you know, having their head into it and practice and things like that. So when the game does come along, those guys aren't out there panicking. And those guys are out there doing the right thing.
What did you think of Matt Slater back there? We asked you about Julian Edelman. You gave us a good breakdown. And then this week we had Matthew Slater. He's done receiver. He's played a little special teams. He played safety back in the day. And he started at safety for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think he did a good job. You know, he caused the fumble, and you know, that was huge for us. So he did a good job.
All right, this Redskin team, you've watched them. You prepared for them. They've had a quarterback carousel. They've had a running back carousel. What do you see from them offensively, Gerard? What are you guys focused in on?
We're focusing on, you know, especially, it starts with Grossman, you know, keeping him in the pocket. Anytime he gets out of the pocket, he's very accurate on the run. And that running back's playing, you know, very well for him right now. He's doing a good job for me. He's a second leading receiver, you know, with Davis being out. And, you know, those two guys are keys. And then you have Jab, you know, Jabari Gaffney on the outside playing good football for him.
Is this a homecoming game for you? You grew up in that Virginia area. Did you grow up a Redskins fan, Gerard?
You know I grew up a Patriots fan my whole life.
Of course.
I don't believe that, but I do know you left the Virginia area and you end up at Tennessee. I don't remember the recruiting process. I wasn't following your career there. I apologize. Was there a pull to stay home and go to Va Tech, go to Virginia? Because that's a football hotbed. You grew up there and you left and you went to Tennessee.
I took a lot of heat for leaving state, but you know, at the same time I felt Tennessee was, you know, was the best place for me, and you know, everyone down there wanted me to go to Virginia Tech or UVA, like you said, but it just wasn't for me.
Yeah, we know Andre Carter's a professional and leader on that team, even just being his first year with the way he's performed. A little extra step this week for him, you know, going up against his old boys. You noticing anything?
You know, he's approaching like any other game. You know, he, like you said, he's a professional, and You know, he has the inside scoop pretty much on the Redskins as well. So he's giving us all the tips that he has, and I expect him to go out there and play well.
All right, I heard you mention this with Tommy Curran yesterday on Quick Slant, so I want to promote it here as well. You guys have at least a preliminary number in for the amount of money that you guys raised with your Great Mayo Bowl. What is that number? What you guys did some great damage with this thing.
Yeah, you know, we were fortunate enough to raise over $90,000 for, you know, Boston Medical and Pitching It for Kids. And I just like to, you know, go out there and thank everyone for coming out and supporting us, and hopefully it's bigger next year.
All right, there he is. Grew up a Redskins fan, as he just told us right here on the program. Jerod Mayo, Patriots Friday. Jerod, good luck against the Redskins. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys.